Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Feeling good, feeling ready for five hours.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's just kind of a slow news day right now.
Waiting
for a Thursday news dump if there's going to be one,
you
right?
You think a Thursday news dump is coming?
No.
I don't think so either.
Because we're easing into the spot. This is how the week after the draft, this is always how it works, where like the first 2 days, it's just an onslaught of things that are just front and center. And then you get to Wednesday and it starts to slow a little bit. And we're settling into the summer sports groove here. That's what this week is about.
Yeah, it's so when Shedeur Sanders goes to another high school or another middle school, then we'll just be right on top of that then.
I actually like that what's 4 days?
Who didn't like that?
There are people on Twitter
who
did not like
it. You made it seem like people didn't like that.
No, there are people on Twitter who,
maybe I'm just in the Shahive so much that all it was just a popularity contest left and right with Shedeur Sanders.
I think we gotta workshop that.
The Shahive? No, I'm pretty sure the way the game goes is I can throw Shah in front of anything and we make it work, right?
We threw it in front of Thomas's name earlier this week and we immediately had to dump it.
You guys dumped it. I'll let the record show. I was going to let that one ride.
You were gonna let it ride twice.
Twice. I doubled down.
Yeah,
hit me. Double down.
Yeah, you hit. It was you hit on 20. That's what you did.
No ace popped up next.
Actually, no. You hit 20. On 21. You were like, ah.
They're like, congratulations, you won the game, and I'm like, hit me. Let's keep this thing going.
No, so I've actually been really surprised. There's got to be like a Russian bot farm out there dedicated to just crapping on Shedeur.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say I'm hyping up Shedeur. I thought
there's that out there too.
Was going to be like the pro, because I thought you were going to go down the path of like, I don't know why he's so beloved and everything else attached to it. Yeah, there's got to be people. How do you see what happened yesterday and not just appreciate what he did?
Like, here's exactly what I tweeted. Again, it was Ricky Smith's tweet. It was two pictures of Shedeur talking to kids at the Cleveland Public John Marshall High School yesterday. I said, very cool to see Shedeur engaging local communities so quickly.
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, this young man, we've all said some stuff about who he is on the football field, and there's been a lot of said about him, not necessarily by me or you or anybody on the station. There has been a lot said in the football community about who this kid is. Personally, let's give some flowers there. So we were saying it with our chest, right? That's what we were doing.
Say it with conviction.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
We know, Ken. We know. Not now. We're trying to do a radio show.
Maybe right now. He's not on air right now. So I was just trying to throw out like, hey, man, this is really cool.
Legendary.
And so there was Martin saying this is really cool. Then Steven, photo op.
Photo op. He's like one of those politicians that show up in the area after the job is cleaned up and just like shakes hands and kisses babies. And it was just like all fraudulent.
Yep. Then we got somebody accusing him of only speaking to one kid instead of Terry saying child abuse should be illegal in schools.
That's so, child abuse.
Shedeur
Sanders' message is child abuse.
I can't say what this person is.
That's kind of funny.
Pandering.
It's mean, but it's kind of funny.
Pandering to Shador's crowd. Rajan saying, could anyone understand what he said? So, yes. What should have just been good for Shador. Proof, that's good though, for the Browns.
The kid, he can't buy a win with people, can he?
I mean, I think these are the Russian bot farmers. I don't think these are real people.
I
think it's Vladimir and Koskov, and they're just going ahead and saying stuff on Twitter to get people upset.
Like, there genuinely isn't anything else that he could just do that's good for the community, and get this type of response. It's crazy.
What's crazy about it is he's done nothing illegal. For 3 years, if you said anything about Deshaun, you tweeted about Deshaun, somebody was going to have something to say in some sort of way, either in defense of him, either to denigrate him, either to denigrate you for saying something positive or negative about him. Understood it. That came part and parcel with what Deshaun was accused of, suspended for, and sued for.
Yep.
Totally made sense. Shador's biggest problem, I guess, is having a music career. That people hate him so?
Which, as I told you a couple days ago, it's a hobby. You're going to get on the guy for having a hobby? I like to golf. Is that such a bad thing? Like, what you do in your free time shouldn't be the type of thing that people just rip you over.
That explains some of the tweets I get about you, where people are like, sure, he loves his job, but he golfs.
He golfs.
And I'm like, you got a point there.
Which is something I told them when I got this job. They're like, oh, man, that your golf, it's really going to have to take a back seat. And I'm like, I'll be fine being better at golf 25 years from now. We'll be okay.
Also,
who's good at golf?
This is actually the best spot to golf because you can get out to the links all the way from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., wrap up, even if it's just 9, and still be in by 12 or 1.
Yeah, the 2-year-old keeps me away from that, but when she gets to preschool or maybe kindergarten, maybe we get into that.
Did anyone say good luck on your golf game when you had her? Because that's the more appropriate.
That is the more appropriate response. Yeah, like, that's when you know it just is completely shot.
Ah, so you've had a kid. Good luck ever having a par again.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, while we talk about that, we'll get more to the Shahate later
in
the show.
See, you can put it in front of anything.
Well, see, that works.
Yeah, you can put it in front of
the
anything.
The Shahive, I don't know. It's giving me Shahives.
It's playing off the Beyonce, the Beehive. Not in the name of everything that is holy, Shador Sanders.
You mean the Beehive?
You got it. I knew what it was.
I mean, you got to say it right. Otherwise, the Beehive will...
It's another group that'll just come at you.
Will attack.
It's another group that'll just come at you. You never want to...
We've got a Beehive, Shahive, Shasquabble.
Could he also do country music?
I don't think
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Beyonce could.
such a weird halftime show. But they tried to make it like a Super Bowl show, the Netflix one.
Everybody. Yeah. I think she's showing herself.
Be careful, though. Be careful.
Yeah.
The Beehive? Yeah. They'll come after you. It's like saying something bad about Taylor Swift. Those people, they'll just come after you.
There's one of them that works in the building, one of the Tay-Tay crazies. I don't know, what do we call her? The Swifties? Yeah.
The Swifties.
And I live with four of them, so.
We got Chris Fedor on today. He's a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we should try the Beehive stuff, like maybe denigrate Beyonce to Chris.
I think he got offered like $20,000 for his tickets that he had in Cincinnati and turned it down.
Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like $20,000. It was a large sum of money for the tickets he had, and he didn't regret it at all. But it's just a wild sum of money.
Did not realize that Chris was rolling in that kind of money. But, I mean, I guess he lives in a certain part of the West Side that I think makes a hell of a lot of sense.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He doesn't regret it at all.
Once in a lifetime. It's a concert.
That's how I look at it. I'll get drunk and go sit on my deck and listen to Taylor Swift on Spotify and have just as good of a time.
You guys got to understand the pageantry and her changes for the costume. I mean, that's really worth... giving up $20,000. We must have cost him about this at four when he joined us today. So I was thinking about this today, walking around, getting the kids ready for school. Just the idea of, one, the reaction to the Browns quarterback plan, and two, it kind of putting this up against how the Browns, it kind of put it out there that how they were going to attack the quarterback position. Jimmy Haslam said it, I believe, first, saying we're not going to force it to the quarterback position. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry have since echoed those words leading into the draft. So when you start to look at the Browns quarterback position, it makes it even more interesting when you look at the results right now on 92.3 The Fan's Twitter poll. And it was just, who do Browns fans want to start at quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And unsurprisingly, 1,000 votes in, Joe Flacco getting 47%, Shador Sanders getting 34.5%, and then Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel representing like Ralph Nader, if this was a presidential election, with respect to Ralph Nader. So I'll kind of ask you, I guess, I think we know who you want to start week one, yes?
Yeah, no, I think we know.
You might be surprised to find out that's probably close to where I am as well.
I am surprised by that, but I also think that comes with the idea that you don't like Kenny Pickett, and you have, you've made more jokes about Dylan Gabriel than I have.
That's true. So it really is, for me, it is the two, it is the populist votes here. It's between Joe and it's Shador. I just think if Shador wins this job, I think that's going to sell more hope at the start of the season for more people than Joe. And we can get into the bigger picture question here. The main objective is, can you get anything out of the young quarterbacks this year? That's right. What 2025
that's
is.
That's
got
to be the focus. So we've disagreed with a lot over the previous 4 months, but we agree 100% when it comes to what the plan should be. It's amazing. You know, on Sunday, so I went on one of the shows with my friends in the desert, and they were like, they're trying to handicap the quarterback race.
Bots?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. And I was trying to, they're like, so who's going to start? Who's going to start week one? And week one, I was like, well, I think it's going to be Flacco. And this is before Vegas came out with their own odds that had Kenny Pickett as the wide, wide favorite. And it's like, why did my brain instinctively think it was going to be Flacco into Shador Sanders?
Some of that might, it's just what you want to have happen.
No, I think we both know I want Shador Sanders to have a crack at it in all 17.
But I think you know it's probably improbable that one of the young guys, with the way they're going to split reps, that one of the young guys is going to steal a job from Joe.
I think it just looked like, again, and a lot of the conversation has changed and moved even in the couple of days, but it looked like that was a way for the Browns to start off the season, and you have an experienced quarterback, and then you seem like you're, I don't know, put together if you have Joe Flacco out there, and then week four, week five, the wheels would fall off because they always fall off with Joe Flacco, and then at that point, the rookie quarterback would take over.
So is the Browns quarterback plan that they've actually put into action, these four quarterbacks, is this closer to forcing it or not forcing it the way that the Browns themselves said they weren't going to do in this draft?
Nick, I don't think there's anything forcing at all. There's no forcing happening here.
Like, I mean, Dylan Gabriel was a little bit of forcing it.
Well, that was we can call that a luxury pick if you want.
How
is
so?
Is that a luxury pick? Maybe not even a luxury pick, but just a let's make Kevin Stefanski happy pick? Is that what we're calling that?
An appeasement pick?
An appeasement pick, sure. You want to say they reached on that one? I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you there. But the idea is they gave themselves a couple bites at the apple, and they gave themselves opportunities to have Stefanski show them that he can coach these guys and he can get them to where they want to be. But as long as it doesn't move you off of 2026 in any sort of way from getting a quarterback, assuming that neither one of them take over and are awesome, then they didn't force anything.
There's a few different ways to look at it. I like the way you're looking at it. There was another way to kind of look at it, and I think we're going to get some friendly help to have this kind of perspective on it. 216-474-0092. That'll be coming up. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We have a loaded show. Frank Schwab, NFL and sports betting for Yahoo Sports. We'll talk the Browns quarterback's plan. His thoughts on Shador at 3. We've got Chris Fedor, known Swifty. Still can't believe anybody would turn down $20,000 for any sort of
tickets. We got to ask him what the number was. In my brain, it was somewhere between $10,000 to $20,000. I don't think it cheapens the story if it's only 10 grand, though, but I'm pretty sure it was 10 to 20 grand.
Anything over double what you paid, it's hard to turn down.
When we're in the five figures territory, that's a lot.
But we'll talk with Fedor at 4. We got Todd Schrupp, FanDuel TV racing host. He'll be joining us at 6. We'll get his thoughts on the Kentucky Derby this year. A relatively inexperienced crowd at the Kentucky Derby this year of the 3-year-olds. I know that because I read it. in somebody else's analysis of this race. But 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Is the Browns quarterback plan, do you see this as forcing it or not forcing it? And one NFL reporter went off on the Browns quarterback plan. Sounds like she thinks the Browns are forcing it quarterback. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.